May I have your attention? Will you please take your desks? In compliance with the Constitution of the State of Oregon, Article 4, Section 10, and further in compliance with ORS 171.010, I ask you to take your seats for the convening of the 75th Legislative Assembly. An examination of the records in the House Chief Clerk's Office discloses that the Honorable Bob Jensen of Pendleton, representing District 58, has served in the House of Representatives for 6 terms. First elected in 1996, serving consecutively through 2008, and is the most senior member of this body. It is my honor to introduce the Honorable Bob Jensen, Dean of the House.
I call the House of Representatives of the 75th Legislative Assembly to order. Mr. Barton will call the roll.
Bailey.
Here.
Barker.
Here.
Barnhart.
Here.
Barton is here. Bentz.
Here.
Berger. Beyer. Boone.
Here.
Bruin.
Here.
Buckley.
Here.
Cameron.
Here.
Cannon. Clem, Cowan, Dembro, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Freeman, Galizio, Gerard, Garrett, Gelser, Gilliam, Gilman, Greenlick, Hannah, Harker, Holvey, Huffman, Hunt, Jensen, Call, Kennemer, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Matthews, Maurer, Nathanson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Schaffler, Shields, Greg Smith, Jefferson Smith, Springer, Stigler, Thatcher, Thompson, Tomei, Van Orman, Widener, Wisnett, Wingard, Witt.
Colors will be posted by the Oregon State Police Honor Guard. The national anthem will be sung by nighttime from Rex Putnam High School, North Clackamas.
So proudly we hailed. stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red
The invocation will be given by the Reverend Dr. Christine Rausch, Associate Executive Minister of the American Baptist Churches of Oregon.
Good morning. What a momentous, historic year. For the first time in our history, a major party goes into the final leg with a white woman and an African-American man as leading candidates. For the first time, a person of color will take over the greatest office in our land. And at the same time, our nation faces some of the greatest challenges we've seen in our history. Here in Oregon, unemployment is reaching new heights. More and more of our brothers and sisters are losing their homes. More and more of our kids are worrying about college and good jobs. Rarely before has there been a better time for us to learn to beat swords into plowshares. Rarely has there been a better time for us to learn to work together. Would you join me as we, across all faith traditions, go to our Lord in prayer? Let's pray. Lord God, we invite you to be present with us today and in the days to come. Teach us, God, to listen more, to listen better, to speak less. Guide us as we seek to lift our neighbors out of poverty, to educate our children, to care for our seniors. Help us to overcome barriers of race, of economic circumstances, of religious backgrounds, of party lines, of self-interest, and lead us instead to discover the ways through which we can work together for the good of all of our citizens. Teach us to judge less and partner more, to move beyond differences and find the areas in which we can agree. Teach us, Lord, to truly love our neighbors. Bless this body and guide their work that they might lead our state through the difficult days ahead. Give them wisdom, give them courage, that they might meet the challenges before them for the good of all of us who call this beautiful state home. Amen.
Mr. Chair, I move the House proceed to organize by electing a temporary speaker.
Mr. Garrett moves the House proceed to organize by electing a temporary speaker. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I nominate Mr. Arnie Roblin as temporary speaker.
Chair recognizes Mr. Matthews.
Mr. Chair, I move that nomination be closed. Mr. Arnie Roblin be elected temporary speaker by acclamation.
Mr. Matthews moves the nominations be closed and Mr. Roblin be elected temporary speaker by acclamation. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no.
Aye.
The ayes have it. motion is carried. Mr. Arnie Roblin is declared temporary speaker by acclamation.
Chair recognizes Mr. Kenemer.
Mr. Speaker, I move that a three-member committee on credentials be appointed.
Mr. Kenemer moves that a committee of three be appointed on credentials. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. I appoint Phil Barnhart, Chair, Mr. Mike, Representative Mike Schaffler, and Representative Bill Garrard as the Committee on Credentials. Speaker recognizes Mr. Thompson. Oh. I did appreciate all of you standing for those moments, but. The Speaker recognizes Mr. Thompson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that a three-member committee on perimeter organization and order of business be appointed.
Mr. Thompson moves that a committee of three be appointed on permanent organization and order of business. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried, and I appoint Mr. Mitch Greenlick, Chair, Ms. Betty Comp, and Mr. Kevin Cameron as the Committee on Permanent Organization and Order of Business. The House will stand at ease to permit the meeting of the Committee on Credentials and Committee on Permanent Organization and Order of Business. We will stand. We are at ease. The House will come to order. The chair recognizes Mr. Barnhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We, your Committee on Credentials, recommend the following members are entitled to seats in the House of Representatives for the 75th Legislative Assembly of the State of Oregon: Jules Koppel Bailey, Jeff Barker, Phil Barnhart, Brent Barton, Cliff Bentz, Vicki Berger, Elizabeth Terry Beyer, Deborah Boone, Scott Brune, Peter Buckley, Kevin Cameron, Ben Cannon, Brian Clem, Gene Cowan, Michael Dembro, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Sal Esquivel, Tim Freeman, Larry Galizio, Bill Garrard, Chris Garrett, Sarah Gelser, Vic Gilliam, George Gilman, Mitch Greenlick, Bruce Hanna, Chris Harker, Paul Holvey, John Huffman, Dave Hunt, Bob Jensen, Nick Call, Bill Kennemer, Betty Comp, Tina Kotek, Wayne Krieger, Greg Matthews, Ron Maurer, Nancy Nathanson, Mary Nolan, Andy Olson, Tobias Reed, Dennis Richardson, Chuck Riley, Arnie Roblin, Mike Schaffler, Chip Shields, Greg Smith, Jefferson Smith, Sherry Springer, Judy Stiegler, Kim Thatcher, John Thompson, Carolyn Tomei, Suzanne Van Orman, Jim Widener, Gene Wisnant, Matt Wingard, and Bill Witt. Signed, Mr. Phil Barnhart, Chair, Mr. Mike Schaffler, and Mr. Bill Garrett. Mr. Speaker, I move that the report on the Committee of on Credentials be adopted.
And a correction is Jim Thompson and Brad Witt. When you were going, it was a little different.
Thank you. Did I misread them? I probably did. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Barnhart moves the adoption of the report of the Committee on Credentials. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried, and the report is adopted. Chair recognizes Ms. Stiegler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that a committee be appointed to escort the Honorable Paul J. DeMunias, Chief Justice of the Oregon Supreme Court, and the Honorable Vern Duncan, former State Senator and State Superintendent of Public Instruction, to the rostrum.
Ms. Stiegler moves that a committee be appointed to escort the Honorable Paul J. DeMunias, Chief Justice of the Oregon Supreme Court, and the Honorable Vern Duncan, former State Senator and State Superintendent of Public Instruction, to the rostrum. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. I appoint Mr. Barker and Mr. Wisnant to escort the distinguished guest to the rostrum.
Should I do the three or not?
Good morning. It's a great honor to have the opportunity to administer the oath of office to you today. I wish you the best of luck and good fortune, and may God bless all of you as we embark on the work of the public. Please raise your right hands. Repeat after me. I, state your name, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Oregon, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of Oregon State Representative according to the best of my ability. Congratulations.
The chair recognizes Representative Greenlick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We, your Committee on Permanent Organization and Order of Business, recommend that the House proceed to permanent organization by election of Speaker, Speaker Pro Tem, and Chief Clerk of the House. We further recommend that the Committee on Rules be appointed to establish the rules of the House. Signed, Representative Mitch Greenlick, Representative Betty Kopp, Representative Kevin Cameron. Mr. Chair, I move that the report of the Committee on Permanent Organization and Order of Business be adopted.
Representative Greenlick moves the adoption of the report on the Committee on Permanent Organization and Order of Business. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried and the report is adopted. Nominations are now in order for the Speaker of the House. Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I rise this morning to nominate Representative Dave Hunt to serve as the next Oregon Speaker of the House of Representatives. As a representative of the neighboring district in Clackamas County, I have known Representative Hunt since he served as district director for Congresswoman Darlene Hooley. I've watched him as he served in the Oregon City School Board, and I had the honor of mentoring Dave during his first campaign to become state representative of House District 40. What first struck me about Representative Hunt was his ability to forge consensus, to listen carefully, to see both sides of an issue, and to successfully find common ground. Those are valuable qualities that we need in our incoming speaker. Representative Hunt was born in Port Angeles, Washington, and he grew up in Eugene, Oregon. From his first days at Sheldon High School, he was always interested in politics, though in those days he thought his calling was in the field of journalism. After attending Columbia University, where he majored in political science and American government, Representative Hunt returned home to work as a congressional staffer and then district director for Congressman Brian Baird of Washington State. Dave then again returned to his roots in Oregon when he became district director for Congresswoman Darlene Hooley. Since 2001, Dave has been executive director of the Columbia River Channel Coalition and the Association of Pacific Ports. First elected to the House in 2002, Dave has risen through the ranks of leadership, serving as our majority leader since 2006. Dave's tenure in the legislature has been marked by great successes. A former member of the Oregon City School Board, Dave has led the fight to reduce class sizes, restore critical academic subject areas, and fully implement the Oregon Quality Education Model. He has authored legislation to fully fund the Head Start pre-kindergarten program and to create Oregon's first rainy day fund to protect services during economic downturns. Dave truly embodies the spirit of a public servant. Dave also served a two-year term as the youngest ever national president of American Baptist Churches USA, representing over 5,000 churches and over 1.5 million members. Dave has been a constant volunteer to numerous organizations within his district. He so often seems to be everywhere at once with an incredible network of volunteers, elected officials, and concerned citizens who count on him to get the job done at home, both in Clackamas County and here at the state capitol. But there is one constant in his life that defines who Dave really is, and that is his dedication to his family, his wife Tanya, and their two children, Andrew and Emily. The first time I ever laid eyes on Dave Hunt was at a neighborhood community meeting. I didn't know who he was, but here was this tall, good-looking man carrying an infant on a backpack, and he had a toddler by the hand. Well, as a mother, I was very impressed. There is a saying that behind every great man is a great and understanding woman. Well, I would add to that, in front of every man who does childcare is a happy, beautiful, contented, successful woman. We all know that serving as a state representative is tough on members and their families, and we know how time-consuming this life can be. We know that it is fraught with political battles, with newspaper interviews, and contentious committee hearings. Through these past 6 years together, we have seen Dave Hunt grow as a legislator and as a leader. Now today, we have an opportunity to choose a speaker who will represent us with dignity, courage, and fairness. I am honored, Mr. Speaker, to nominate Dave Hunt, representative of House District 40 in Clackamas County, to be the next speaker of the Oregon House of Representatives. Thank you, sir.
Are there any other nominations? Representative Cameron.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I rise today to nominate Representative Bruce Hanna for Speaker of the House. Today, Oregon faces great challenges. With our state's economy in a deep recession, the House needs a leader who has the experience in running a small business, in paying his employees, taking care of his customers, and meeting all the deadlines, even in tough times and in good times. We need a leader who, in all facets of his life, his business, his family, here in this building, demonstrates integrity, ethical, honest, and is an honorable person. I rise today to nominate Representative Bruce Hanna as Speaker of the House for the 75th Legislative Assembly.
Are there any other nominations? I declare the nominations for Speaker of the House closed. Representative Gelser will call the roll on the election of the Speaker of the House and recognize when her name is called to give the name for whom you are voting.
Bailey. Barker. Barnhart. Barton. Bentz. Berger. Beyer. Boone. Brune. Buckley. Cameron. Cannon. Clem. Cowan. Dimbro. Chris Edwards. David Edwards. Esquivel. Freeman. Galizio. Garrard. Garrett. Gelser votes Hunt. Gilliam. Gilman. Greenlick. Hannah. Harker. Holvey. Huffman. Hunt. Jensen. Call. Kenimer. Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Matthews. Maurer. Nathanson. Nolan. Olson. Reed. Richardson. Riley. Roblin. Schaffler. Shields. Greg Smith. Jefferson Smith. Springer. Spiegler. Thatcher. Thompson. Tomei. Van Orman. Widener. Wisnett. Wingard. And Witt.
Thirty-six for Hunt, 24 for Hannah. I declare that Dave Hunt has been elected Speaker of the House. I appoint Representative Roblin and Representative Hannah to escort the Speaker to the rostrum, whereby the Honorable Vern Duncan and former State Senator and State Superintendent of Public Instruction will administer the office, the oath of office.
I'm honored to swear in the Honorable Dave Hunt, my representative, as Speaker of the House. Please raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Dave Hunt.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of Speaker of the House of Representatives.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of Speaker of the Oregon House of Representatives.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations, Mr. Speaker.
Please be seated. Well, thank you very much, colleagues, for the trust that you have placed in me and, frankly, that the voters have placed in all of us. You know, when I was a rookie running for the state legislature, as Representative Tomei described, Vern Duncan was a great mentor for me. He had served as our state senator and a superintendent of public instruction, and he's been a mentor for me ever since. When I first was starting out, Vern made it clear that it didn't matter to him whether I was a Democrat or a Republican. He was interested in good people coming together and doing good work for Oregon. And that's a philosophy I intend to live by as Speaker. So thank you, Senator Duncan, for your long service to our state and especially for being here to swear me in today. Today is also a very special anniversary for one of the guests we have here at the dais. It was literally 50 years ago today that then Representative Vic Atiyah was sworn in for the first time as a state representative. And today, Governor Atiyah's nephew, Nick Call, carries on that great family tradition of public service as he is sworn in for the first time as a member of this House. Congratulations to both of you, Governor Atiyah, Representative Call. It's very clear if you look at Governor Atiyah and now Representative Call that public service gene can be passed from generation to generation. And you'll note that the Atiyah-Call family tradition crosses party lines, one a proud Republican, one a proud Democrat. And that, my friends, is not as uncommon as you might think in today's Oregon. Our colleague Representative Vic Gilliam, for instance, I was reading recently that his daughter, Becky Gilliam, was voted by her colleagues at Silverton High School as most liberal student at Silverton High School. If you want to see the photo afterward, you'll see young Becky Gilliam literally and figuratively hugging a tree in this photograph. But don't worry, Representative Gilliam, you're not alone, because my own teenage son, Andrew, is a proud Republican, so this works both ways. Party affiliation doesn't change the fact that both Representative Gilliam and I dearly love our children, as I know all of you love your children and grandchildren. We embrace their differences. We celebrate the fact that they're independent thinkers. With open hearts and open minds, willing to fight with us, not just for computer screens or car keys, but for principles about which they care so deeply. Let me take this opportunity to introduce the rest of my family to you. My wife, Tanya, who actually had her first date with me at the Sheldon High School homecoming dance 23 years ago. Now, it took 4 more years before she would go out on a second date with me. But ever since then, she's been my best friend, my partner, my confidant, and a strong supporter ever since. She's also a tremendous leader in her own right as the executive director of the Children's Center of Clackamas County, working every day to protect abused and neglected children in our community. The other members of my family who are here today are my 13-year-old son, Andrew, who likes to be known as Andy now because he's a teenager, my 9-year-old daughter, Emily, who's here, my mom, Karen, wave your hand in the gallery over there, and her husband, Les. Behind them, my in-laws, Neil and Sherry Moore, wave your hands, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Greg and Shelley Hoppermore, and their kids, Evan, and way back there is little Amanda. I'm also blessed to have one of my former teachers from Sheldon High School here, and so many great friends and constituents and local leaders in Clackamas County. Some Republicans, some Democrats, some Independents. Thank you so much for your unconditional love and support. Today, as the new Speaker of the Oregon House of Representatives, I hope that all of us can take our differences and use them to strengthen our House and to strengthen our great state. When I was growing up in Eugene, I remember that my dad often wore a pin, just like the one on my lapel today and that I've given to you on your desk today. These pins are actually made of melted military armaments. in this case, a retired fighter jet. They are molded in the shape of a sword being beaten into a plowshare. For those of you who don't know, as I found with one of my young staff, a plowshare is the cutting edge of a plow. Now, that important symbol of a sword being beaten into a plowshare comes from the words of the prophet Isaiah, who talks about, "They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war anymore." I remember as a young boy being struck by that imagery of a symbol of war being melted down into an implement, a tool that could be used for good, that in this case can be used to feed our families and to build a better Oregon. This pin meant a lot to my dad. And in honor of him, I've given each of you a pin of a sword being beaten into a plowshare. And I would share with you the message that my dad shared with me, a message of peaceful cooperation that really is a message for all of us. I hope that every time the urge comes upon us to be destructive or divisive during the 75th Legislative Assembly, that we'll pause, that we'll take a minute, that we'll think about how we can set aside our differences and actually use them to make us stronger, recognizing we're never going to agree on anything. But if we really use those differences to produce better lives for Oregonians, better policy, better budgets, stronger communities for the people we represent. Oregonians have been through a tough, tough year. Our state's economy has been battered by a national and even a global recession. Families are in turmoil in Oregon. Unemployment is far too high. And let's be honest, some of our biggest battles last year were our own political campaigns. But today we have an opportunity, colleagues, for a fresh start, a new beginning, a chance to return to the days when Democrats and Republicans worked side by side to solve Oregon's problems. Bob Straub and Tom McCall, Vic Atiyia and Barbara Roberts, John Kitzhaber and Gene Durfler. So many examples throughout our history that we've got as examples for us. And now as we enter 2009, I stand ready to work, and I know each of you stand ready to work with all 60 of our colleagues across this House to craft the best legislation we can to right the economic ship of Oregon amidst these global economic challenges and to move forward on the critical issues of education and of health care, of public safety and of infrastructure and of global climate change, not ignoring our differences of opinion, but respecting those opinions. Not just fighting for the left or the right, but fighting to move Oregon forward. By working together, I believe we can turn a tool of destruction into tools that will better educate, protect, enrich, and strengthen our great state and our constituents that are really struggling to meet basic needs in their lives. And colleagues, as I look around this room, it's incredibly clear to me that we are up for this challenge. We are incredibly well equipped for the challenges that lay before us. We have former school board members like Representatives Barnhart and Berger and Gelser and Comp and Springer and Sigler. Teachers like Representatives Dembro and Galizio and Roblin. We've got former local elected officials who can bring great experience from local government like Representatives Beyer and Boone and Cowan and Esquivel, and Freeman, and Garrard, and Kennemer, and Nathanson, and Schaffler, and Tomei, and Van Orman. We've got healthcare experts like Representatives Greenlich, and Kotek, and Maurer. We've got transportation experts like Representatives Beyer and Gilman. We've got experts in energy issues like Representatives Bailey, Bence, Cannon, and Reed. We've got public safety experts like Representatives Barker, Olson, Krieger, Matthews, and Shields. We have trained legal minds like Representatives Barton and Barnhart and Bence and Garrett and Richardson, Jefferson Smith and Stigler. We've got business owners who bring great experience in that field like Representatives Bruin and Cameron, Clem, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Hannah, Harker, Huffman, Thatcher, and Widener. We've got labor union leaders like Representative Holvey and Witt. We are blessed with strong caucus leaders on both sides of the aisle, and Representatives Nolan and Hannah, a strong and thoughtful Ways and Means co-chair, and Representative Buckley, a strong and fair Speaker Pro Tem and Representative Roblin. We've got veteran legislators to give all of us young bucks some perspective. Representatives Jensen and Tomei, the respective deans on their sides of the aisle. But at the same time, we've got new blood and new energy. 15 legislators who were not here just 2 years ago when the rest of us took our oaths of office. And I would invite them to actually stand at this point. Our 15 new legislators who are new since 2 years ago, please stand so we can officially welcome you to the Oregon House of Representatives. I know all your colleagues on the floor would have been standing too, but they didn't want to block the camera angle so your family could get all the good photos. We are also blessed with several legislators who have new babies in their households to inspire them and to inspire all of us. Representatives Cannon and Clem and Shield already have new babies in their household, and within the next 2 months, we'll have two more babies on the way, blessing the lives of Representatives Galizio and Chris Edwards. We are well-equipped, colleagues, to take on the challenges that face us. And we've got very challenging work ahead. Colleagues, I have lost my place, colleagues. And that will be not the last time that that happens during this legislative session, I can guarantee you. With the energy and commitment of new members like these, there's nothing that can stop us, colleagues. Not a bad economy, not challenging unemployment, not tough budgets, not very difficult and comprehensive policy challenges. The gifts we've got in this House are well equipped. And I thought that was very much on evidence just last week as we had all of our freshman members who came across party lines, Democrats and Republicans, after a week of training, learning how to be representatives. They all went and together volunteered for several hours at Oregon Food Bank pantries. That is exactly the kind of cooperation, spirit, and dedication to the people of Oregon that all of us can now emulate. That is truly beating swords into plowshares and helping families through these difficult times. So I know that we can do it, and I know that we must work together for the betterment of our state and to serve our constituents. The people of Oregon, the citizens who elected us to be here in the first place, deserve and expect no less. Now, while it was 50 years ago that Governor Atiyah first took his oath of office as state representative, it was 30 years ago today that he was sworn in as Oregon's 32nd governor. Think back to 1979. Our economy was not doing that well in 1979. And Governor Atiyah then, like all of us now, had just come back from the campaign trail and had heard the concerns and the fears of voters across our state. But Governor Atiyah, 30 years ago, told the legislature and told Oregonians that he and the legislature were up to the challenge. Governor Atiyah said on that day 30 years ago, quote, "Simply put, our message to Oregonians is this: set us to the task, and we will choose the tools." Governor Atiyah, we heed those words of wisdom 30 years later. We recognize and accept our responsibility to serve our constituents, to pick up the tools, to do the work, to get the job done. Now, colleagues, the 75th Legislative Assembly is underway. Let's get to work. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you very much. I would like to again introduce the group Nighttime, from Rex Putnam High School in the North Clackamas School District, who will sing The Longest Time. Now, I should note, this is not an indication of the length of the 75th Legislative Assembly. This is merely a song. We will be out in June. Nominations are now in order for Speaker Pro Tem of the House, Representative Beyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, it's with great pleasure that I rise to nominate Arnie Roblin as Speaker Pro Tem. Arnie, who is entering his third term, has earned a reputation as fair and unflappable, as well as a friend and confidant to all. Representative Roblin spent most of his career in the field of education, retiring as principal of Marshfield High School in 2004. Beginning his career in the legislature the following year, I'm sure Arnie felt right at home. After all, how could controlling a group of 60 adults be any different than a high school full of teenagers? Just be careful. He has eyes in the back of his head, which I understand is a requirement of career educators, along with enhanced hearing powers. And should members get into fights on the floor or even in the hallways, You can be sure Arnie will be right there to break it up. Call your caucus leader and maybe even ask you for a note of apology. With his great experiences at running assemblies in a room full of teenagers not paying attention, Arnie is well prepared to keep legislators on task during floor sessions. And also just be careful to follow protocol and not speak out of turn, or you might get sent to detention. And finally, as a principal who has had to ensure attendance figures were accurate, those of you who decide to miss too many votes or floor sessions may find yourselves with extra assignments, such as emptying trash cans on the floor or spending the day at something akin to in-school suspension in the chief clerk's office. In all seriousness now, Representative Roblin has had a distinguished career, including a Millikan Education Award in 2002 and a University of Oregon Distinguished Alumni Award. The community of Coos Bay has been blessed to have been on the receiving end of his numerous volunteer hours, including time spent on Coos Bay North Bend Water Board, YMCA Youth and Government, and Oregon Coastal Environments Network, to name a few. I am honored to be able to call Representative Roblin my friend, and I am pleased to nominate him for this office, and I urge your support.
Are there additional nominations? Seeing none, I declare the nominations are closed for Speaker Pro Tem of the House. Representative Clem will call the roll on election of the Speaker Pro Tem of the House.
Bailey, Barker, Barnhart, Barton, Bentz, Berger, Beyer, Boone, Brune, Buckley, Cameron, Cannon, Clems Roblin, Cowan, Denbrough, C. Edwards, D. Edwards, Escoval, Freeman, Galizio, Girard, Garrett, Gelser, Gilliam, Gilman, Greenlick, Hannah, Harker, Holvey, Huffman, Jensen, Call, Kennemer, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Matthews, Maurer, Nathanson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Schaffler, Shields, G. Smith, J. Smith, Springer, Stiegler, Thatcher, Thompson, Tomei, Van Orman, Widener, Wisnant, Wingard, Witt, Speaker Hunt.
The vote is 60 votes for Roblin. I declare that Representative Arnie Roblin has been elected Speaker Pro Tem of the House. The oath of office will be administered by Chief Justice DeMunez.
Representative Roblin, will you please raise your right hand and repeat after me? I, Arnie Roblin, do solemnly swear.
I, Arnie Roblin, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of Speaker Pro Tem of the House of Representatives.
Of Speaker Pro Tem of the House of Representatives.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's ironic, as Representative Roblin and I were just observing, that both he and I were born in Port Angeles, Washington. So what are the odds of that occurring? Nominations are now in order for Chief Clerk of the House. Representative Buckley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, colleagues, honored guests, this is a day of celebration in the official commencement of our work together. We face tremendous challenges to be addressed in the next 6 months. And our thoughts at the moment are a mixture of pride to be part of the Oregon House of Representatives and great concern for our state. But it's important to note, Mr. Speaker, that as momentous as this day seems to us, our names in front of these desks and on the voting panels on the side of the chamber are only there temporarily. Hundreds of other Oregonians have stood behind these desks before us. Countless others will come after we've been long gone. What joins us to those who have come before us and will come after us is this very institution, this Oregon House of Representatives. The integrity of this House, the transparency and fairness of our process are the responsibility of all who serve here, but the greatest responsibility lies with our parliamentarian, our chief clerk. To say that Ramona Kennedy is devoted to the Oregon House is an understatement of epic proportion. This institution has been central to her life since she was a child. At the age of 10 years old, during the tenure of her father, Richard Eyman, as Speaker of the House, Ramona worked on the floor, going from desk to desk to help cut and paste amendments to bills in those days, long before computers. For the past 34 years, she has dedicated herself to this chamber as our chief clerk, gaining national and international recognition for her accomplishments from the National Conference on State Legislatures and the American Society of Legislative Clerks and Secretaries. She protects the integrity, traditions, and process of our House with passion and with grace, serving as mentor and role model to each and every member. Her remarkable dedication and expertise is our great fortune, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, colleagues, it is an honor to nominate my clerk and my friend, Ramona Kennedy, as Chief Clerk of the House for the 75th Legislative Assembly. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are there additional nominations? Seeing none, I declare that nominations are closed for the office of Chief Clerk. Representative Olson will call the roll on election of Chief Clerk of the House. Speaker Hunt, we're going to start from the back, sir. Witt. Wingart. Wisnett. Widener. Van Orman. Tomei. Thompson. Thatcher. Stigler. Springer. Jay Smith. G. Smith. Shields. Schaffler. Roblin. Riley. Richardson. Reed. Olson. Kennedy. Nolan. Nathanson. Maurer. Matthews. Krieger. Kotek. Comp. Kennemer. Call. Jensen. Huffman. Holvey. Parker. Hannah. Greenlick. Gilman. That's a Roger. Gilliam. Gelser. Garrett. Garrard. Glezio. Freeman. Esquivel. David Edwards. Chris Edwards. Dembro. Cowan. Clem. Cannon. Cameron. Buckley.
Kennedy.
Bruin. Boone. Beyer.
Kennedy.
Berger. Bentz. Barton. Barnhart. Barker. Bailey. The vote is 60-0, and I hereby declare that Ramona Kennedy is elected Chief Clerk of the House.
Ms. Kennedy, will you please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Ramona Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
I, Ramona Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
For the true and faithful exercise of the duties.
For the true and faithful exercise of the duties.
Of the office of the Chief Clerk.
Of the office of the Chief Clerk.
And to keep the confidences of the House.
And to keep the confidences of the House.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And now the Honorable Paul DeMunez, Chief Justice of the Oregon Supreme Court, and the Honorable Vern Duncan, retired Oregon State Senator and Superintendent of Public Instruction, will be escorted from the chambers by Representatives Jefferson Smith and Jim Widener. Please be seated. I appoint Representative Arnie Roblin, Chair, Representative Mary Nolan, and Representative Bruce Hanna as the Committee on Rules. The House will stand at ease. The House will come to order. The House will come to order. And the clerk will read the report of the Committee on Rules.
Report by Committee on Rules. We, your Committee on Rules, recommend that the House of Representatives adopt the rules of the 75th Legislative Assembly as amended, 74th Legislative Assembly as amended, excuse me. Signed by Chair Representative Arnie Roblin, Representative Mary Nolan, and Representative Bruce Hanna.
Representative Roblin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, 25 years ago, it was actually a little longer, but I'll keep it at 25.
Representative Roblin, did you intend to begin with a motion?
Thank you. I move that we accept the report on the Committee of Rules.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, 25 years ago, as an administrator at Marshfield High School, I became the advisor for a group called Youth in Government and was appointed to a board of Youth in Government for the state level, and came here and started getting indoctrinated about rules and how this place works by the then clerk of the House, Ramona Kennedy, and took kids and tried to explain how this process works, because most of them believed that everything happened right here on the floor, that this was what the legislature was all about. And as I think most of us know, that this body is really about the deliberations that take place in committees. The committees and all the work that goes into those committees and the work that we do hour after hour, crafting bills, having conversations, and making the best public policy that we can, really does take place there. And that when it gets to the floor, it's really about the public debate and making sure that each one of us, 60 people who represent our equal number of Oregonians, have an opportunity to express how we feel about all of that work that has been done, whether we agree or disagree. But really, it's about the issues that have worked through the committees and come to the floor. And so as we developed the rules, the issue was, how do we make committees stronger so that we really have those full and complete conversations? And then how do we use the time when we're here to have those real debates and deliberations where true policy differences between us can be expressed by each individual member? And hopefully we crafted the rules because those were, I think, the guiding principles as we looked at what kinds of things can we do to streamline the process on the floor and take away time that is used in making roll calls and others, and using the electronic available that we have to do that quicker, so there is more time on this floor to have those opportunities for each of us to express our opinions about the work we're doing. And then how do we make sure that in each of our committees we really have all of the ideas, the good ones, the ones that we may or may not agree with, but all of the ideas expressed when we're talking about those bills, so that we truly flesh out the important aspects of those bills in the committees where it's supposed to happen. We crafted what we thought were pretty good bills, and then we asked our other colleagues, the leadership, from the other party to come and look at them, and they didn't think that it did that as well as we did, and they gave us some suggestions. And I want to say that I appreciated personally the great suggestions they gave, because I think in the end what they did was help us understand that there are things that we sometimes miss in our exuberance to do one thing. They were very clear, concise, and expressive in explaining to us what things and why. And the why is equally important, because it's like the committee process. You need to understand. We came back together and again had those discussions. And I have to say that I appreciate the efforts that were put in by all of us in those meetings. And I believe that the rules that you are about to vote on express that. And I am committed to continue to make sure that this process works and that each person here believes that they have the voice that they need to represent those constituents that they have, because there is no difference between any one of us on this floor with respect to the number of people that we represent and the Oregonians whose ideas we need to express here. So with that, I would encourage each of you to vote for the rules. Thank you.
Is there further discussion? Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the motion.
To the motion.
Colleagues, good morning. Thank you. Regardless of which party serves in the majority, it is critically important for us to remember that the minority party always must have a strong voice in this legislative process. Every member of this body deserves the ability to fully represent the constituents that they serve. My party today is in the minority for the 75th Legislative Assembly, yet our members from their districts will represent in excess of 1.4 million Oregonians over the next 2 years. Whether our constituents live in Roseburg, Jordan Valley, or Tualatin, all those Oregonians deserve the same level of representation and leadership as all Oregonians should expect. These proposed rules represent a very important first step in enabling members of both parties to work together on behalf of those Oregonians. I appreciate the Speaker's intention to make the legislative process more efficient. This is a citizen legislature. It is our duty to pass laws, to balance the budget, and as the Speaker has indicated today, adjourn in June. While these efficiency measures proposed in the rules are reasonable, I want to caution this body and future bodies, please never stifle or silence debate just for the sake of expediency. I want to thank the Speaker and Democratic leadership for their willingness to hear our concerns and present rules that are proposed that are acceptable to both parties. Hopefully, it is a sign that the 2009 legislative session addressed those issues most important to Oregonians. Hopefully, it is a sign that if this legislative body convenes for any other supplemental session, that the same rights and privileges would follow to the minority party. Colleagues, please join me this morning in supporting adoption of the proposed House rules for the 75th Legislative Assembly. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, those of the opinion that the report of the Committee on Rules should be adopted will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Bailey. Barker.
Aye.
Barnhart.
Aye.
Barton.
Aye.
Bence.
Aye.
Berger. Beyer.
Aye.
Boone.
Aye.
Bruin.
Aye.
Buckley.
Aye.
Cameron.
Aye.
Cannon.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Cowan.
Aye.
Dembro.
Aye.
Chris Edwards. David Edwards.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Galizio.
Aye.
Garrard. Garrett, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Greenlick, Hanna, Harker, Holvey, Huffman, Jensen, Call, Kennemer, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Matthews, Maurer, Nathanson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Schaffler, Shields, Greg Smith, Jefferson Smith, Springer, Stigler, Thatcher, Thompson, Tomei, Van Orman, Widener, Wisnett, Wingard, Witt, Speaker Hunt.
With 60 aye votes, 0 no votes, the motion carries, and the rules of the House of Representatives of the 75th Legislative Assembly have been adopted. I want to add a special word of thanks to Representatives Nolan, Hannah, Roblin, Cameron, and Maurer for great demonstration of collegiality in coming. A lot of active back and forth, give and take, differences of opinion, and compromises that were met in reaching these rules. So thank you, all of you, for bringing these rules forward. Now that the rules have been adopted, I, and Representative Hannah, I wish there was a more expedient way to do this, but we haven't figured out any other way to announce the committees and to read through every single name of every single committee. Let's work on that for next session, though. I hereby appoint the Committee on Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Rural Communities, Representative Clem, Chair, Representatives Van Orman and Krieger, Vice Chairs, as well as Representative Beyer, Gilliam, Roblin, Schaffler, and Wingard. To the Committee on Business and Labor, Representative Schaffler, Chair, Representatives Barton and Cameron, Vice Chairs, Representative Chris Edwards, Esquivel, Holvey, Kennemer, Matthews, Thatcher, and Witt. To the Business and Labor Subcommittee on Workforce Development, Representative Witt, Chair, Representative Huffman, Vice Chair, Representatives Dembro, Esquivel, and Holvey. To the Committee on Consumer Protection, Representative Holvey, Chair, Representatives Riley and Widener, Vice Chairs, Representatives Barton, Cowan, Gilliam, Krieger, Matthews, Tomei, and Wingard. To the Committee on Education, Representative Gelser, Chair, Representatives Dembro and Springer, Vice Chairs, Representatives Harker, Huffman, Comp, Maurer, Roblin, Thatcher, and Van Orman. To the Committee on Environment and Water, Representative Cannon, Chair, Representative Jefferson Smith and Gilliam, Vice Chair, Representatives Bailey, Barnhart, Bentz, Boone, and Jensen. To the Committee on Health Care, Representative Greenlick, Chair, Representatives Harker and Maurer, Vice Chairs, Representatives Brune, Cannon, Dembro, Garrett, Kennemer, Kotek, and Thompson. To the Committee on House Administration, Representative Roblin, Chair, Representative Hannah, Vice Chair, Representatives Cameron, Hunt, Comp, Nolan, and Olson. To the Committee on Human Services, Representative Tomei, Chair, Representatives Boone and Olson, Vice Chairs, Representatives Cowan, Dembro, Freeman, Huffman, Maurer, and Van Orman. To the Committee on Judiciary, Representative Barker, Chair, Representatives Stigler and Wisnett, Vice Chairs, Representatives Barton, Cameron, Garrett, Krieger, Olson, Shields, and Jefferson Smith. To the Committee on Land Use, Representative Nolan, Chair, Representatives Garrett and Esquivel, Vice Chairs, Representatives Clem, Cowan, Greenlick, Hannah, and Wingard. To the Committee on Revenue, Representative Barnhart, Chair, Representatives Bailey and Bentz, Vice Chairs, Representatives Riley, Gelser, Reed, Call, Springer, Brune, and Berger. To the Committee on Rules, Representative Roblin, Chair, Representative Chris Edwards, and Berger, Vice Chairs, Representatives Garrard, Gelser, Jensen, Nolan, and Reed. To the Committee on Sustainability and Economic Development, Representative Reed, Chair, Representatives Galizio and Brune, Vice Chairs, Representatives Bailey, Gilliam, Holvey, Wingard, and Witt. To the Committee on Transportation, Representative Beyer, Chair, Representatives Call and Gilman, Vice Chairs, Representatives Bailey, Bentz, Berger, Boone, David Edwards, Mike Schaffler, and Widener. To the Committee on Veterans and Emergency Services, Representative Cowan, Chair, Representatives Matthews and Freeman, Vice Chairs, Representatives Boone, Esquivel, Comp, Riley, and Widener. To the Committee on Ways and Means, Representative Buckley, Co-Chair, Representative Nathanson, Vice Chair, Representatives David Edwards, Galizio, Garrard, Gilman, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Richardson, Shields, and Greg Smith. To the Subcommittee on Capital Construction and Information Technology, these are all subcommittees of Ways and Means that will follow, Representative Galizio, Co-Chair, Representatives Garrard, Hunt, Jensen, Nolan, Nathanson, and Riley. To the Committee on Education, the Subcommittee on Education, Representative Comp, Co-Chair, Representatives David Edwards, Galizio, Greg Smith, Stigler, and Wisnett. To the Subcommittee on General Government, Representative Nathanson, Co-Chair, Representatives Garrard, Harker, Richardson, and Jefferson Smith. To the Subcommittee on Health and Human Services, Representative Kotek, Co-Chair, Representatives Greenlick, Kennemer, Tomei, and Richardson. To the Subcommittee on Natural Resources, Representative Jensen, co-chair. Representatives Buckley, Cannon, Clem, Chris Edwards, and Thompson. To the Subcommittee on Public Safety, Representative Shields, co-chair. Representatives Barker, Freeman, Call, Nathanson, and Greg Smith. To the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development, Representative David Edwards, co-chair. Representatives Beyer, Gilman, Schaffler, Witt, and a vacancy to be announced. It will be a Republican seat to maintain proportionality. And then I appoint a joint special committee on session schedule. This is a new committee that you will have not seen distributed on a list previously. A joint special committee on session schedule that is really related to adoption of specific timelines for the 75th Legislative Assembly this year. Representative Roebland, chair. Representative Hanna, vice chair. Representatives Cameron, Hunt, Comp, Nolan, and Olson. Chair recognizes Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the chief clerk be instructed to notify the Senate, the governor, that the House of Representatives is organized and is ready for the business of the 75th Legislative Assembly.
Representative Freeman moves that the chief clerk be instructed to notify the Senate and the governor that the House of Representatives has organized and is ready for the business of the 75th Legislative Assembly. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. Representative Dembrough.
I move that the members of the Senate be invited to sit in joint session with the members of the House at 11 o'clock a.m. for the purpose of hearing the State of the State address by the Honorable Theodore R. Kulongoski.
Representative Dembrough moves that the members of the Senate be invited to sit in joint session with the members of the House at 11 a.m. today for the purpose of hearing the State of the State address by the Honorable Ted Kulongoski. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. Are there, while you're thinking about whether you have any announcements, let me announce a couple of things. First of all, we all need to vacate the floor. It's not as critical to vacate the side aisles, but the floor needs to be completely vacated so folks can come in and bring chairs. Everything on this level, I'm now told, needs to be vacated completely, as well as this upper gallery. Basically, you'll see a mass introduction of a lot more chairs than are currently here to accommodate all the guests for the joint session. So please vacate the floor. You're all invited. Don't leave yet. You're all invited to come up to a reception up in the House Lounge in your honor. And please be back here at 10:55. 10:55. Any further announcements? Okay. You will notice on your desk you have three copies of your oaths. Colleagues, you'll notice on your desk you have three copies of your oath of office. Please sign all three of them, and you can just leave them on your desk. The staff will pick them up, and you'll ultimately get back a signed copy of that by the Chief Justice. Representative Jensen.
Move the House stand in recess until 10:55 a.m.
Representative Jensen moves that the House stand in recess until 10:55 without objection. The House will stand in recess until 10:55 a.m.